Welcome back to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Hey, folks, glad to be back here for another Monday night edition of Stars Radio. First of all, I got a couple things I want to put out. I want to give a big shout out to what Patrick Reynolds does to help promote all our shows that we have out here. He does a fantastic job hitting all the social media sites out there. You know, not for just my show and his show, but he gets the information out there for all our shows we have. Bill and John and Barb and then Jeff and his group over there on Tuesday night. Big shout out to what Patrick Reynolds does, man. It's really appreciated, all the hard work that he does putting in to make sure that the social media is aware of all our radio shows we have here at Zeus Media. Also, I have been informed that the Ron Pastana documentary that we had had Bill Bentley on here talking a little bit about back during the summertime is complete and is going to be released here very soon. So just as soon as we get that release date, we're going to put that out to everybody. A lot of people that listen to us regularly know who Ron Pastana is, and for the people who are not familiar with Ron Pastana, he is a friend of ours that was from California who came over here for one of our racer reunion events we had, and he lost his life doing what he loved, and that was racing a race car. But he was a musician and a real estate agent by trade. Racing is just something he did as a hobby. And our good friend Bill Bentley, who came over with Ron, had decided that after Ron had passed away, he wanted to do a documentary documenting the life of Ron Pastana. And those who listen to us regularly, you know, hear that intro. That was a special one that Ron and Bill had done just for us here at Racers Reunion. And we use it as an intro theme for Stars Radio. And, you know, a lot of people ask me where this music come from, because we do play some of Ron and Bill's music from time to time during the breaks, back when we were, you know, doing a little bit longer shows. So as soon as we get the date for that, folks, we'll put that information out. But I want to take the opportunity and welcome tonight's guest to the show. Had an opportunity to meet this gentleman yesterday face-to-face. I've been following his racing for quite a while now. I want to welcome Johnny O'Neill to Stars Radio. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Thanks, sir.
Well, Johnny, for our listeners that maybe are not familiar with you, can you kind of fill us in a little bit on your racing background and tell us what kind of racing you're involved in here in 2017?
Well, I've been racing and involved in racing all my life. I've actually been racing myself for 35 years. This, for the last 4 years, I've been involved in vintage stock car racing through different clubs and such. And this year, I'm co-president of the Palmetto Vintage Racing Association, which is, we race in Myrtle Beach, Dillon, and Florence. The founder, Mac Jarvis, which has since passed away, we're taking the candle from him and trying to make something that you know, his vision, and trying to make it into a really nice club, something for the fans. You know, it's like the grassroots of racing that we go out and run these cars every week for the fans. We don't get paid anything to run these cars and keep these old cars up. We just strictly do it for the love and the passion of the old cars, and do it for our fans.
Well, Johnny, tell us a little bit about the kind of cars if we was to come see the Carolina Vintage Series racing. What kind of cars can we expect to see there?
Well, the Palmetto Vintage Racing, the races, the type of cars we run three different classes together. We run like a modified class, which is like the old-timey 36 Packards and old 44s with no fenders is what we call modifieds. And then we have a sportsman class, which would be like 55 Chevrolets and 64 Comets and 64 Chevelles. I have a 67 Firebird, 67 Camaro. We've got 68 Nova. We got a Chevy 2 Nova. Just quite a bit of selection and you know, just a bunch of beautiful cars.
Well, I had opportunity, folks, to see a couple of these cars yesterday. I seen the Camaro, and I seen the Firebird, and they are just absolutely gorgeous race cars. And the Camaro's got a special paint scheme on it. Tell us a little bit about the paint scheme on the Camaro there, Johnny.
Well, this year we're doing something a little bit different. Like I said, I'm co-president this year, so we're trying to do a few little new things. We're doing throwback paint schemes. My Camaro, I painted like Ray Hendrick's car from the early 70s with the little Fireball number one on it. And we've got a car that will be ready in about 2 to 3 weeks, which is real famous down in the Myrtle Beach area, the Tom Lupo car. We've got another Chevelle that we're going to pay tribute to Sam Ard, which, as you know, just passed away, and we're going to do a special tribute to him with one of our Chevelles and do a Sam Ard replica car for him. And we're also building a replica Camaro of Kel Yarborough's Holly Farms car. So that's kind of the thing that we're going to carry for this club for this year. And that way, I think we can be a little bit more in touch with the fans. That, you know, we do these meet and greets before the race, and the stories that the fans tell us about, you know, when they were growing up and they seen these cars and their mom and dads and their whole families were involved in it. That's what makes it worth it all. And we have such good fellowship with each and every member that we have. You know, we look forward to going to the tracks, and we just hang out with each other all during the day, and then we go out there and have a little bit of fun.
Well, Johnny, if somebody was be riding down the highway and they might see an old race car sitting beside a barn or out in a field or something or other, if they wanted to take that car and try to restore it in racing with your Palmetto Racing series that you have here, where do they go to try to find out about what they can do or what they need to do to be able to race with you? Is there any kind of rules package that these guys can look for?
I do have a rules package. We're currently working on a website now. Like I said, we just took this over this year, and we're going through a transition stage. On my personal Facebook, anyone can contact me, and you have information, or if anyone wants to get through to my contacts, they're welcome to call me anytime. They can look at my Facebook on Johnny O'Neill and leave a message if they want to get any information. You know, we have just a small group of rules, and we'd love to have everyone. We have such a great response. We keep hearing so many people are starting to build these old cars, and it's so exciting to hear that we're getting such interest, you know, and so many more people. You know, this club, I think, is really going to expand more than my expectations. I really do.
Well, Johnny, I you know, I've seen some of the folks that's racing with your series, and a lot of our listeners are familiar with some of these people. Give us some names of some people that's been involved with your Palmetto Racing Association that's been racing with you or plans to race with you here in 2017.
Well, I do want to give a shout out to one of the other co-founders, Bruce James Motorsports. He's out of Myrtle Beach, and he's been there since the beginning, and he still has a major contribution into the club. And Willie Granger is the other co-president. We have Kenneth Deese out of North Carolina. We have Brian Crump out of North Carolina. We have Jay Royal with his modified. Tim Clemens is running a modified. We have Jim Camp just came and run a 6-gauge Chevy, a beautiful car he bought. Tony Pound, which is one of the gentlemen that helps me. He's been helping me for years. We got him started racing. He ran a 55 Chevrolet this weekend in his first race ever. Finished third, by the way.
Wow.
I'm very proud of him. And we've got so many cars, so many people. The Bell & Bell cars. We interact with those clubs, and we work together down at the beach. Mr. Bell and Wade Skipper, you know, just extremely talented people. You know, you can go out there, and we know that, you know, we put on a good show and can drive, you know, without tearing up cars, because these cars are so, you know, beautiful and so old. It'd be almost impossible to fix them if we tear them up. So we do put on a show. We try now. But it's good talent that races out there, and a lot of people, it's just a passion that we have to let fans see what the grassroots started, you know, and back in the 60s and 70s, you know, that's what was out there racing every weekend. I grew up around it. Sam Ard used to drive for my father, and I can remember Bobby Allison and all those guys coming up with just a ramp truck, one car, and one set of tires, and that was their whole Winston Cup rig.
That's right.
We really enjoy it. We really do. I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, you mentioned one name there who is definitely no stranger to us here at Racers Reunion and Stars Radio in particular, and that's Kenneth the Big Show Dees.
Yep.
Man, anything that you got Kenneth involved in is going to be top quality thing, because we know when Kenneth comes there to race, he's ready. He's ready to race, and I know 2017 is going to mean a lot to Kenneth because he's running a special car here in 2017. It was a car that Scott Joplin had started, and Kenneth finished the car up, and it's kind of his tribute to Scott Joplin. And those of us that's been around racing here in the Carolinas, I know who Scott Joplin was. Very good friends with Scott before he passed away. Just a great fella, and man, what an honor to have Scott Joplin tribute car running there with you guys and with Kenneth Dees behind the wheel of it.
Yeah, and he is one talented driver as well. I'm proud to call him a friend.
He sure is. We love hanging out with Big Show. We've been to a couple of his birthday get-togethers that he has up there every year. It's always a good time if you can get an opportunity to take one of his events that he has in up there at his house.
We was up there this year.
Well, Johnny, tell us a little bit about your schedule for the remainder of 2017. Where are you guys going to be racing at?
Well, our next scheduled race is April 15th at Myrtle Beach Speedway. We should have a really good field of cars. I'm expecting at least 12 to 16 cars coming on the 15th. Then on May 13th, we're making our first appearance at Dillon Motor Speedway. Ron Barfield and that bunch of guys have really made us feel welcome. They have made multiple calls and offered to do anything for our vintage cars to come in. And last weekend, we raced at Florence Motor Speedway with our season opener. And Charlie Powell and that whole group of people down there were just very courteous, and you know, we felt like we were at a home track because they really made us feel that comfortable. You know, they went out of their way to make us feel comfortable, and we just had a really good time. Everybody enjoyed themselves. I'm really thankful that these racetracks are wanting us to be a part, you know, and come around and let this Palmetto Vintage series grow and expand, and let, you know, the Carolina, you know, South Carolina, to where we've got, to where we can go to some of these short tracks and see some of these old cars, you know, still go around the track.
Absolutely, and you got some great tracks that you're going to be running at, you know, Charlie Powell down at Florence, and Steve Zacharias down at Myrtle Beach, and Ron Barfield at Dillon Motor Speedway. These are three great promoters who, you know, they want to try to make the racers the show, put on a great event for the fans to watch, and these three guys really work together as far as trying to get their schedules, you know, to kind of work, you know, so you're not overlapping. Sometimes, you know, it don't work out that way, but they do try pretty hard to make this work out, and I think you running it at those tracks is going to be great, because each one of them is a little bit different from the others, so, you know, it takes a little bit of adjustability.
They got different characteristics, and we get different fans, and now we're actually starting to grow a small fan base that, you know, are going to all the different tracks just to see us run.
That's right.
And that's kind of cool for us. And like I said, you know, our whole group is based on fellowship and fun. You know, as far as the members, when we go to the track, whenever one of the cars come in, we stop and help each other unload, and check on the cars. If anything happens during the day, we all pitch in and help the car that's in need, and then we go out there and have some fun with each other. Then we'll get through. We help each other load up.
That's right.
You know, it's very unusual, in a race atmosphere to do that, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Johnny, if someone is wanting to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They could call me directly on my cell phone at 803-730-5844, and I could give them any information, and you know, they could link into my Facebook page. We keep updates on, at least a week ahead of time on where our next race will be, and then the local, all the Dillon and Florence, they'll promote. They'll have it on their websites when the vintage cars are racing. And we would love to have people come out and let us know that you heard us on the radio station. That way, we know that we're getting out there, and we appreciate you having us on tonight.
Well, it's definitely our pleasure there, Johnny. For you guys to be able to go and race, you try to get some sponsorship to try to help you guys out. Do you got some folks that you want to mention that's trying to help you work on the sponsorship or some sponsorship that you've already got for the series?
Well, right now, like I said, this is a new year of me. Me and Willie, kind of taking in charge, every group's going to have its growing pains, and this is our first year of just, like you said, trying to get the racetracks in line, getting a series schedule, so to speak, and we're looking for some help out there. Anything that anyone can do, because, like I said, we're racing these cars for fun, almost every single driver that we have at least pulls 2 to 2.5 hours to each track, and we're just doing it for the fans. Right now we've got a few sponsors we're trying to work with, but we have open doors to anyone interested, in helping us. Even one event would be helpful right at this point in time. But we're trying to go forward and get things organized and, get our word, get our name out there, and let people see what we're about.
Well, I know you guys are working really hard, and you're going to make this series work, and you got a great schedule here for 2017. And, Johnny, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I want to thank you for bringing a couple cars out last night for that event there at Dunn's Chapel at our church. The kids just had a blast. You send all them kids smiling ear to ear to see some race cars out there, and I want to thank you for doing that, and that's on behalf of the entire Dunn's Chapel congregation. We really appreciate what you did. It means a lot when you take some of your time and come out for an event like that. And Johnny, we'd love to get you back here on the show as the season is progressing here in 2017 and see how things is going. And I know I'm going to run across you at a racetrack somewhere here in 2017 again.
Well, we'd love to keep in touch and keep y'all updated on our progress, and I hope some of the fans can make it out there and let us know that y'all heard us on the radio, because we want the input, and we thank you for taking your time to talk with us and let us get the word out there for our club. And we thank you last night too. We had a great time. We really did.
All right. Again, thank you very much there, Johnny, and we'll be talking to you in the near future. Folks, want to get out of here a little bit early tonight and give Jeff a little bit of time in between switching these shows over here. So we're going to recognize our military unit of the week. Our military unit of the week actually come from a wife of someone who is in the Coast Guard. She sent me an email. She says she's never listened to the show, but somebody told her about us recognizing a military unit of the week, and she said she didn't care what the show was about, anybody that supported the military, she just wanted to thank them. So I'm going to make her husband's command, the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Diamondback. You guys are our military unit of the week. They're out of Atlantic Beach, Florida. Appreciate all our military for what they do. Remember, if you would like to be the military unit of the week, you can send me an email at starsradioshow@yahoo.com. And if you got somebody that you want us to talk to, we'll talk to them. If you got some track you want us to highlight, we'll do that also. We want to send our condolences out to the Sam Ard family. Just a great racer, and those that's been around racing for a long time remember Sam when he raced. He's fought a long, tough battle, and he finally got that checker flag waved to him yesterday morning about 12:30. So we appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening to us here on Stars Radio. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night. But remember, you still got Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report coming up at 7:30, and then Barb, Bill, and John with Racing and Rocking at 8 o'clock. Good night and God bless.
On May 19th, it's the third annual Salt Air Jam at the North Myrtle Beach Park and Sports Complex, featuring Edwin McCain.
I'll be your crying shoulder.
Also performing is Jim Quick and Coastline, the Tim Clark Band, Mr. 50, special performance by Maddie and Cicely Russo, special guest MC DJ Eddie C.
These are the moments.
Help fight for the cure for cystic fibrosis at the Salt Air Jam. Presented by Beach Music Scene Magazine and Zeus Digital Marketing. Go to saltairjam.com for tickets and information.
And I could not ask for more.